T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Remember when you weren't allowed to publish COVID is less deadly or as deadly as the flu on social media? Remember that? Well, like most things you got put in Facebook jail for turned out to be true. For most people. Not for all people, but for most people. Article today in Just the News. That is former Hill reporter John Solomon putting that out. Revised study done by Stanford, and yes, your humble host will take a victory lap here. This is exactly what I said. Showed, are you really going to be surprised by this? COVID was less deadly than thought in first year of pandemic. Not by me. Not by me. Not here. With an infection fatality rate lower than that of the flu for those 0 to 19, those 20 to 29, significantly lower actually for them, 30 to 39, 40 to 49. It's not till you get to the 40 to 49 group that you actually get an infection fatality rate that is the same as the flu. But why do we do all this? You know what this tells us? There's no reason to lock down most of the population. There was none. We don't do it for the flu. Now, the infection fatality rate for those 50 and over is higher than the flu, but not for the rest. So the idea they need to be vaxxed, the idea they need to be locked down, the idea they couldn't go to work was absurd on its face. Just as, who told you this? It'll come to me. I know. Your humble host said. There was never any reason to destroy society over this. We could have just locked down people in the dangerous age groups, but we didn't. We didn't do anything right, folks. We didn't do anything that made sense. But then this is what we do. This is who we are. And it's nuts. All right, speaking of nuts, did you hear this? Joe Biden, they're freaking out in Ukraine right now. Joe Biden just greenlighted the Ukraine invasion. I can't believe he said this. But I don't think it was an ad. I don't think this is Joe being dumb. I think this is Joe on purpose. Basically letting Russia know, well, you know, yeah, if you invade a little, we'll be fine with it. Just don't invade big. Don't go big. What?
And so I think what you're going to see is that Russia will be held accountable. If it invades, and it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having a fight about what to do and not do, et cetera.
Okay, if you're Vladimir Putin, what'd you just hear there? It's okay if it's a minor incursion. That's what you just heard. If it's a minor incursion, we did. When he's talking about we'll fight about what to do, he's talking about NATO. He just greenlighted the invasion of Ukraine, just so we're clear. Well, what if he does? What if he goes big? What then? Well, he explained that too for the Russians. NATO is not united on how to respond to it. He said it's very important that we keep everyone in NATO on the same page. That's why I'm spending a lot of time doing. And there are differences. There are differences in NATO as to what countries are willing to do, depending on what happens. Okay, so what did he just tell Putin? And this was not an accident on Biden's part. I already greenlighted the Nord 2. We're good there. You'll have your energy supremacy. So, yeah, no, go ahead and invade. Just do a little invasion, not a big invasion, and we'll be fine. But if you do a big invasion, we probably won't do anything of significance to you because NATO is divided. That's what he just said. But then I've been telling you this. The only thing that will stop Russia from invading Ukraine, and personally, I don't care what they do, but the only thing that will stop Russia from invading Ukraine is the cancellation of the Nord 2 pipeline. And he already greenlighted that. Look, folks, knowing full well he was going to try to invade Ukraine, why would you take that off the table? Because the Russians own you, and he knows it. You know what this was yesterday at this press conference? This wasn't, our side can't understand this. This wasn't Joe being silly. This wasn't Joe screwing up. This wasn't Joe making such a big gaffe he accidentally greenlighted the invasion of Ukraine. No, this was on purpose. He doesn't dare speak too strongly about Ukraine because they've got blackmail on him. Hunter took millions of dollars illegally from the Moscow mayor's wife, and he didn't register as a foreign agent when he did it. Joe can't do anything to oppose Russia. He can't even push him too hard rhetorically because he owns him. And when you think about it, it's outrageous how we know he did this. The Treasury Department's algorithms flagged the transaction as potential money laundering. Turns out it was because Hunter didn't report it. The media has denied the whole thing. The UK Daily Mail, in an incredible article, did the obvious that our media would never do. They called up the mayor of Moscow's wife and asked him, why'd you give Joe $100 of money? Why'd you do it? Her brother, who acts as her personal spokesperson, said, we were buying access to America. Just right there in UK Daily, they bought the access. Well, the problem is we know Hunter wasn't registered as a foreign agent. That's what they sent Paul Manafort to prison for. Trump's campaign manager. So the second you take the money, they got you. That's a crime. They know you can't report it to the IRS. You have to launder it. You can't just admit it. And we know Hunter didn't report the money to the IRS because remember the judges made him turn his tax returns over in the baby mama child custody cases. So we know what his income is. We know what the sources are. He didn't disclose it. It's all right there. They got blackmail on him. So Joe is not going to do anything. This is Joe trying to sound like he's tough while letting the Russians know, I'm going to let you invade Ukraine. That's what he just did. And when you look at the blackmail trail, you can't read it any other way. And fuck, this is amazing to me because we spent 3 years with the media telling us that Trump was owned by Russia, but they never could find the transaction. We've got it for Hunter. We got it.
And so I think what you're going to see is that Russia will be held accountable if it invades. And it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion, and then we end up having a fight about what to do and not do, etc.
Just do a little invasion. Like, don't, no fireworks. Like, try not to kill anyone. Just roll the tanks down the streets. It's just a little invasion. It'd be fine. Again, folks, this is how this works. It's like a die test. The second Hunter takes the money, Russia knows they have you. And they follow where the money goes. Remember, 10 to 20% for the big guy. They know where it went. They know what account it went into, and they know what account it came out of. They know it all. It was a crime the moment Hunter took it. And if Joe took a cut, they know that too. They know all of it. Texture writes, Russia doesn't care about Ukraine as a country. Russia doesn't like NATO and the criminal oligarchs hanging out in Ukraine. Where did HRC do her U1 deal? Yeah, Ukraine's a big criminal conglomeration. It's incredible they get away with this. And right in front of the whole country, too. Texture writes, just the left manipulating language like usual. Incursion, okay. Invasion, not. Same darn thing. Another texture writes, Alexa will not play your station. I apologize for this mess this morning. I am sorry. All our stations are down, unfortunately. But we are working to get them back up. Texture writes, Tara, way too many people are being unrealistic on Trump. He is not a politician, so stop abandoning him over a few missteps. If you people had held career politicians to the same standard, we would not be in this mess. Ouch. Texter writes, seriously, how many small businesses went under because of McDisaster's reasonable restriction? Quite a few, but he doesn't care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Doing the same thing over and over, getting the same bad results is the definition of insanity. That's what this country, parts of it, are still doing. Do you see this? Los Angeles just reported 126,476 new COVID cases, which means cases are up an astonishing 4,436% since the start of vaccine passports and 3,774% since their mask policy, their mask mandate, went into effect in July, making mask mandates and vaccine passports legitimately some of the most useless policies in world history. Absolutely useless, completely pointless. But folks, I don't think it's about any of that. I think it's about wanting to live under a regime, a totalitarian regime. I think there are places and people in this country that want to live that way. Did you see what's going on in Oregon? We now have the former director of the FDA, the current director of the CDC, have admitted masks don't work. Not those cloth masks. Not the surgical ones. They don't work. Not very effective. You need a KN95. Left doesn't matter. See, this Oregon officials are floating making indoor mask mandate permanent for everyone 5 and older. They just want to go on forever. It's a sign of compliance. A sign of domination. They love it. But folks, it's this poll that scares me more than anything. You know, it's easy to think, well, you know, the Democrats are really afraid of COVID because CNN's got them all whipped up. But this goes to show you, folks, how the mentality of the left in this country has changed. This is why this country is dangling by a thread, hanging on the razor's edge between freedom and tyranny. Because of this mentality, and folks, it's mainstream. Listen to this. From this Rasmussen poll on Democrats and COVID. 59% of Democrats want to confine all unvaccinated people to their homes, except in cases of emergency. But listen to this one. This is the kicker. 48% of Democrats, a plurality, think the government should fine or imprison individuals who publicly question the efficacy of the existing COVID-19 vaccines on social media, television, radio, or in online or digital publications. That's astonishing considering they don't have much efficacy. They literally just don't want you to say that. But you know what this shows you? This shows you the mentality, the mainstream mentality of the Democrat Party right now. If we disagree with you, you should go to prison. If we disagree with you, you should go to prison. You should be forcibly shut up. Again, if you had asked me before this poll came out if that's a majority or minority view, I would have said that's a Washington view. That's a Washington view. All this censorship's not mainstream. On the left, I would have said that. These numbers are shocking to me. But it is. This is why the left gets away with this. This is what their base wants. 48% think government should fine or imprison individuals who publicly question the efficacy of existing COVID-19 vaccines on social media, television, or radio. You know what that means? This isn't just about COVID. This is about a mentality that if you disagree with me, you should be dragged away by the authorities. This is where they are. This is acceptable to the base. And you know what? I bet they've pulled this. This is why you're seeing the things happen that are happening in our country. This is why the DOJ just launched a unit that will only tackle right-wing terror, not any other kind of domestic terror. Left-wing terror excluded. This is why the Democrats don't hesitate to use the Patriot Act on parents and to announce it, that they're using the Patriot Act on parents who complain at school board meetings, because this is mainstream Democrat thought now. Fines or imprisonment for those with whom they disagree. And what happens when you're not locked up? They want to chip you and follow you. 47% of Democrats, again, a plurality, favor a government program using digital devices to track unvaccinated people, including microchipping them to ensure they are quarantined or socially distanced from others. These are the battle lines, folks, of the future. These are the battle lines. Democrats will continue to go in this direction because they have mainstream support for it in their party. This is the mentality that has developed on the left while we weren't paying attention. This is it. Censorship, jail, microchipping, tracking, straight out of an authoritarian regime. It's Big Brother. It's 1984. And it's how they think. It's what they want. So this isn't just a DC thing to suppress their enemies, and everyone's putting up with it. They like this and they want it. Folks, just keep your eyes on this. I'm not concluding anything because I don't know. And if I don't know, I just tell you I don't know. Something weird is going on in China. Might not add up to anything, so I'm not going to alarm anybody, but it's weird. China is closing ports it didn't close before due to Omicron. China is closing ports it did not close according to Delta or during Delta. But suddenly is in such living terror of Omicron that they claim 70 million people are in lockdown, and that is either shutting down, has shut down, or will shut down some of the big seaports that ship to the already practically defunct California ports that the Democrats are deliberately fomenting a supply crisis at with their pollution rules on trucks, so only half our fleet can pick up. The whole thing is weird. I don't know what it means. I don't know what's going on, but something's up. And you just use basic logic, you start to see this doesn't make any sense. The Chinese were asked about these ports. They have internal ports as well that are shut down that prevents the flow of goods to the external ports, which then come to our ports. China is claiming they got to do this because the Omicron variant, this is in part why they're shut. It's not the total reason. Chinese media are claiming that the Omicron variant may have spread from foreign packages and internal packages. So it's, you got to limit the shipment of good. What? Even the Associated Press saying that's not right. It's a respiratory disease. Pass on packages. What the? Chinese state media report parcels may have spread the Omicron variant. It's the thing they didn't. What are they doing? Now, it's so dire there that they're shutting down internal ports and some of the key ones, or will, they're saying. Yet they still somehow are able to host the Winter Olympic Games. It's not that big of a deal. Something doesn't add up here. Something doesn't add up here, especially not since in the fall, the Chinese Communist Party, their mouthpiece began advising Chinese people to stockpile food. They imagined there'd be disruptions. This was started in November. There'd be disruptions to the internal food supply. That's weird. And it caused panic in China when they did it. And now we're seeing that disruption that they somehow knew was coming in November. I don't know. Keep your eye on it. Something's up. Zero hedge warning that the mother of all supply chain crises is coming because of this, because of the Chinese. But I don't know if they're right. I don't know. It's just what they're saying. They've been on it for about 10 days. Wall Street Journal finally picked up on it yesterday. They've done a few little things, but not the big connected dots one. But they're beginning to talk about it. So there's a lot of things going on that just simply don't make sense. And with China, that always means something's up. So just be careful with that. We get a lot of our drugs from China. Well, fentanyl. They make sure that gets here. Isn't that great? They make sure that gets here. They got no problem getting that over the border. Our actual medicinal drugs. A lot of supplies coming from China. So be careful with that. It just doesn't add up. If you have to shut your ports down, then you can't have the Olympics if it's that serious. But somehow they are. Texter says, here am I, the only one unable to get the Odyssey app to work this morning. I am so sorry. It is chaos this morning. It's out across all our stations, and I apologize for that. Apparently, the streaming's been going up and down, too, so just keep trying. I'm really sorry about that, the inconvenience. Not a lot we can do about it here. Unfortunately, it is national at the corporate level. So, Texter writes, would rather not hear this on the air. Well, I think people need to know. But a guy that works in Ingles told me to buy as much of what you like as you can right now. Folks, I don't want to go that far because I don't have anything concrete for you. I'm just stringing together some weird stuff. It seems like it should be causing a greater level of alarm. I might not add up to anything, okay? So nobody freak out this morning. I'm just saying. The funny thing about this from the beginning with the supply chains, folks, is that this is a Democrat-created crisis. It's hurting Biden. It is one of the things that's hurting Biden. It's probably one of the top four. They could stop it at any time, and yet they won't. Biden EPA could stop it, just as the Trump EPA held back the rules in California that restrict half the fleet of trucks from California, from going over the state lines. So that the backup is in inland ports all the way outside California. So the Trump administration held that back. Those laws should have gone into effect 2018, 2019. They didn't. There's a law in Congress that gives the EPA the right to piggyback on implementing state laws. That's why the EPA has the power in this case. It's weird. Anyway, the reason it didn't happen during the Trump administration, remember, is because Trump's EPA blocked it. As soon as Trump lost, the EPA overrode Trump in December and began preparing to implement the rules. And then you get the supply chain crisis. So this is hurting Biden. But for some reason, it's valuable enough to the Democrats. They're keeping this in place. They could stop this. Biden's EPA could stop this. They could straighten out the California supply chain crisis. Maybe not all of it. There's other things going on across the country that add up to the supply chain crisis. All this stuff doesn't just come from China. So there's other things going on with that. But the California part of it, they could eliminate, and they're not. In fact, they're going forward with the vaccine mandate on Canadian truckers, and that's $1 trillion worth of cross-border trade. That's gonna go, half of that will go bye-bye. They're going through with it. That one, by the way, is a different mandate than the one the Supreme Court struck down. This is not the OSHA mandate. This is a different mandate. It's a Homeland Security-based mandate. So when you look at what the Democrats are doing, not what they're saying, but what they're doing, they're leaving all of the factors that cause the supply chain problems in place, even though it's hurting Joe. And I don't know why, but they are. And you can only look at what they're doing and ignore what they're saying when the two don't work, when the two don't work out. So all I'm telling you is just be prepared. And nothing may happen. Nothing may come. But it's a thing. Meanwhile, do you see this? Manufacturing growth abruptly stalled. Federal Reserve Bank of New York. And what stalled? This is very interesting. What stalled it? Well, there were a couple of factors. Some of them having to do with employment and such, but that wasn't the main thing. Orders plummeted. Factory orders. So a shocking level of decline. This should be a major story. Shocking level of decline. They were forecasting a slight decline from 39.1, and it ended up declining to negative 0.7. So that is a absolutely massive 33-point decline. Single month. No factory orders, what does that mean? Well, we get a lot of our stuff from overseas, but we still produce about two-thirds of the things we consume here in America. People don't know that. And there aren't a lot of orders. That means there's not going to be a lot of stuff on the shelves in the coming months, depending on the timeline and what they're producing. So I'm just looking at this stuff, folks, and I'm just saying to myself, you know, let me put it this way. If you're shopping, you go buy toothpaste, pick up two. Especially if it's something that lasts for a long time. You buy shampoo, pick up two. Just to have it. I'd make a habit of doing that in the coming months. And maybe it'll add up to nothing and you'll just have some extra stuff and you'll have a nice, you know, cushion. If I was going shopping for toilet paper, I'd pick up two. That's what I would do. And you can decide what else you want to do from there. But that's what I would do. Just looking at these signs. And again, it may add up to absolutely nothing. I am not predicting anything here. I'm just stringing some stuff together. I'm stringing some data points together that are very, very interesting. Texture rates. Tara, we have a toothless cat, only eats cat food. It's hard to find these days. I need cat can food sighting in Spartanburg. Okay, so if anybody knows where to get the cat food in Spartanburg, let us know. Texture rates. Tara, the Chinese know that Biden will follow their lead to further get control of our supply chain system, so says Dwight. Yeah, I'd stack up on non-perishables right now. That's what I would do, including foods. Just in case. That's all. Well, the left has already started the boycott of Starbucks. Yeah, because they dropped their vaccine mandate. They better be prepared to boycott a lot more places because they're going to do that. Doesn't make sense to do the vaccine mandate. A lot of other things going on that don't make sense either. Including this poll, voters overwhelmingly want U.S. corporations to stop it with the woke stuff. Focus on product services, not social justice or climate change. How many people are annoyed by this? How many people not happy with it? The numbers are huge. Heartland Institute reported on its poll, it was conducted by Rasmussen Reports. Poll of 1,016 likely voters found that 45% of voters believe the highest priority for businesses should be providing individual consumers with high quality products, services at the lowest prices. Right, you know, like capitalism. Like, you know, doing what your business exists for. What percentage wants them to use their business to pursue social justice causes? It shows you how unpopular this is. It's 1%. 1%. Yeah, because you don't want your Procter & Gamble with your social justice. You just don't. You just want to wash your hair and be done with it. So just 1% say using business resources to pursue social justice. What about stopping climate change? Should they be doing that? No. Just 9% of Americans said trying to stop climate change should be a priority for business. They're over it. But this is the Democrats' agenda. And Americans are like, eh. 23% said providing good benefits to pay to employees. And 14% said earning a profit to benefit shareholders. That's the whole point of a business. So all of this woke stuff, deeply unpopular with the American people. Texture writes, Tara, are you surprised by Britain abandoning passports and mandates? Not really, no, because Boris Johnson's been making, you know, sign signals like they're going to do that for a while. So I'm not super surprised by it. I'm very excited by it, though. We have had tremendous victories in the last 72 hours. And by the grace of God, right? Because we didn't win. We didn't win. The Democrats just lost. The globalists just lost. Did you see this? Israel, the Czech Republic, UK abandoning, it appears, or in the process of abandoning the passports. That is fantastic news. I can't tell you how good news that is. Because my fear all along has been, even though the U.S. has not adopted these, they could force adoption by having worldwide systems if they could get the airlines to do it. Those people eventually would need to travel and would end up with one of these. And it would then track them. So this is a huge victory for us today. This is very good news. And then I continue to be amazed by how this country hangs by a thread. The thinnest of threads, the razor's edge. We won two battles yesterday by two votes. Filibuster remains intact, thank God. And folks, here's the crazy thing. We only got a pass because two Democrats aren't going along with it. This country should be done. And it's not. And the Democrats' Right to Steal Elections Act, which would have abolished most voter ID and led to a Wild West type ballots, you know, ballot box stuffing. Two votes, folks. Two votes. You won't recognize the country if either of those things happen. Because the filibuster isn't just about voting. I mean, it's about every piece of radical legislation that the Democrats haven't passed yet. Terrifying stuff. Including the BREATHE Act, which would release all federal prisoners over the course of 10 years. I see you're talking about making everywhere LA. Two votes. Two votes in the Senate. All this stuff passed in the House. If you had told me this agenda would be stalled like this, back in January, when the Democrats stole the two Senate seats with out-of-state votes, because Brian Kemp, your governor down there in Georgia, let him, I would have been amazed. I thought we were done. I thought the country was done, and we continue to hang on. But we got much more to go until the midterm. So, texter writes, AT&T won't drop the mandate. They are neck deep in wokeness. Now, the texter writes, I can't listen today. The Odyssey app and website aren't working. I am so sorry. It is down at the national level. We are doing our best to deal with it. All of our stations are down. It's not just us. So all we can do is fill a ticket out, believe it or not. And so I apologize for that, but just know that we are working as hard as we can to get this back up. Texter writes, yes, it's all deeply unpopular. No one likes it. Biden is an idiot. But with mail-out ballots, there's more of it to come. You can bet on it. It's the only reason they're doing the crazy things they're doing now. If anyone knows it's unpopular, it's them, but they've got an ace up there. So, well, no, not so much. It's going to be a lot harder without this Election Fraud Act passing. Last time they had the excuse of COVID when they sent secretaries of states and judges to illegally suspend the laws on the books, which is still insane to me, to allow basically law-breaking and voting in ways that would let the ballot box be stuffed. So, yeah, this is going to make it a lot harder, and then they're going to have to do one on a state-to-state basis. And Republicans are waiting for them this time, I think. I hope. Texter writes, Tara, you're not scaring me. You're just making me stockpile food for my family. I would. I would have some.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.